You are very welcome back to News Talk Breakfast. Paul Williams and Kieran Cudahy with you here right through until 9 o'clock this morning. Loads of people getting in touch about various issues. Taxi fare increases have been put out to public consultation. Should taxis cost a little bit more than they do currently? 53106 is the text number on that. Keep those coming in. Just to let you know what's coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to be speaking to Owen Murphy, Minister Owen Murphy, who was in Drogheda Dundalk area yesterday, talking to people about their lack of water. That pipe burst last Friday, still no water. It was going to be done Saturday, Sunday, didn't happen. Then it was going to be midweek, and now we're told it'll be by the weekend, and it might not even fully be back by the weekend.
When you look at the Mirror this morning, Owen Murphy's honeymoon period is now over officially.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely
getting a right beating today. Hapless Housing Minister Owen Murphy yesterday tried to defend Irish Water over the Drogheda drought.
Yeah, he got a bit of a grilling all right up there. A lot of questions being asked of Irish Water, and of course the questions we've been asking here is this something we're going to have to get used to given the amount of pipes that need to be replaced and the state some of them are in? We've lead pipes, we've PVC pipes. We have asbestos pipes in this country. A huge amount of them need to be replaced. We're going to be speaking to Owen Murphy, Minister Owen Murphy, about that in a few minutes' time.
Okay, now we'll come back to the issue at subject of betting. There have been calls from the horse racing industry for Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue to double the betting rate from 1% to 2%. The increase would potentially increase the tax take from €50 million to €100 million a year. Now, for more on this, we're joined on the line by Sharon Byrne, who's the chairperson of the Irish Bookmakers Association. Sharon Byrne, I presume you're not too happy with this proposed increase.
Well, it doesn't make sense, really, to be honest, and I'll tell you for two reasons. The current tax take is €50 million. It's approximately half from the online and half from retail. And if they were to double it, as is proposed, they won't just get double because they're not factoring in the vast amount of shops that are going to close if the tax was doubled. We have
This is only 1%, though. So how could so many businesses have to close for such a tiny, tiny increase in taxation from 1% to 2%? It is the lowest tax rate in any sector in the country.
Paul, that's actually not correct. The difference with this tax to any other tax on any business in Ireland is this is a tax on turnover, and it's in addition to every other tax that the bookmakers pay as part of the normal course of business. So we pay VAT, PAYE, PRSI, corporation tax, etc. But on top of that, we have to pay 1% on turnover regardless of profits. Our business is a high turnover business. So, for example, I'll give you a very specific example. An average shop, a small independent betting shop, is probably turning over €2 million in a year. They will make €9,000 profit after all expenses at the end of the year. If you double the betting tax in that shop, that's another €20,000. So they're out of business.
Sorry, can I just ask you that again? Sorry, Sharon, I'm a bit slow.
Sorry.
Give me those figures again, please.
Yeah, sure. An average independent shop will turn over €2 million in a year.
Okay.
Right? After taxes, after payouts, after expenses, they will come out with about €9,500 profit.
How do you work out that?
Oh, because, well, it's very easily worked out.
You turn over €2 million.
Yep.
And you come out with €9,500.
Yep.
You'd be better on the dole for 2 or 3 months for that.
Well, the person is working in the shop and they might get a wage, or if they have a couple of shops, they add it up. But that our cost base has doubled in the last, say, 8 to 10 years, and that's what shops are doing.
But what's the point in being in business in a betting shop if you're turning over €2 million a year and all you get out of it at the end of the year is €9,500? I find that absolutely incredible.
Well, that's what a shop will be left with after paying all expenses and paying wages. Small guys, the smaller operators, work in the shops themselves. So that's their income, Paul. That's, you know, they'll have a very average wage. If the tax goes up by even 0.5%, that's an extra €10,000. That wipes that shop out entirely.
Okay, let me go back to the argument then. You know, if we decided to turn around and argue the tobacco industry or the booze industry, reduce taxation on cigarettes and drink, you'd be laughed at for a start. Of course, we can't. There's no taxation, unfortunately, in the narcotics trade in this country yet. But gambling is one of the three big beasts, addiction beasts in this country, apart from alcoholism and drug addiction. And to suggest that we incentivize that even further by with such a low rate of tax is incredible.
But Paul, the difference is the two industries you've mentioned, their taxes are on their product to the customer. Ours is not. Ours is paid by the bookmaker. and it's in addition to every other tax, and it's on the turnover, not on profits. If it was on profits, it would reflect how the shop is performing and reflect how the bookmaker is performing. It's an additional tax. It's a levy on top of every other tax that we pay.
But what about, okay, let's look at the big chains in the country, the big chains. They make massive profits every year, don't they? Both online and in their shops.
Well, I suppose you're talking about the main one, which would be Paddy Power, Betfair, and I'm not here to defend a big company like that, but I can say their profits are from a worldwide market. They're not from the Irish market. And they have very substantial presences in Ireland. They have their head office in Clonskey, and I think they have another one for Betfair somewhere else in Dublin and somewhere else. So they provide thousands of jobs. They pay all of their taxes in addition to the betting tax. It's a levy on top of their business.
But didn't Charlie McCreevy reduce many years ago, I think it was in the early noughties, the betting tax was cut from, it was 5% before Charlie McCreevy cut it from 5 to 2%, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That was 5% in 2002, and the betting industry was able to sustain itself that time. What's wrong now?
Paul, the difference then was that 5% was being paid by customers. It was coming out of, you know, when they placed the bet.
Which would make the customers pay for it again.
The reason it was removed back then was because it was proven that customers were going to black market operators, such as, and I know you had a comment earlier, but like, I'm sure you have seen, or lots of your listeners will have seen, you go into a pub and you'll see a guy sitting in the corner that's taking bets. He's not paying any tax. He has no customer protections in place. He's not paying wages for staff.
But there's very little customer protection in place, with the greatest respect, in the gambling industry. As long as you keep going in, throwing your few bob down, betting and losing, nobody's going to say boo to you. And a lot of these people, I go into to betting shops from time to time to bet. And what I often notice is the poor state of some of the people sitting around, sipping coffee, staring at all the screens, and they look like they haven't got the price of a packet of cigarettes left. Like, there is nobody saying to them, get out of our shop, because we know this is doing you harm.
Well, there's a couple of points there that you've raised. Firstly, we betting shops operate a Think 21 policy, and we strive very hard to keep under 18s out of our shops. We don't allow people in with buggies. We know we have made huge improvements to prevent underage gambling. You don't have that with illegal operators. Secondly, we've introduced and tried to increase the awareness of counselling service that's available for people that unfortunately do have addiction issues. And thirdly, people sitting in the shop that might be staring at the screens, they just could be coming in, Paul, for a break, just sitting down, getting away from life, relaxing in it. You can have a cup of tea, you can read the paper.
So that's another hidden cost for the average shop, to provide a bit of comfort for the guy who wants to come in off the street and just take a break.
Yeah, well, shops had to upgrade their services and improve the services to compete with online for many years.
Have you seen this proposal from the Alliance for Racing and Breeding, which includes jockeys, trainers, stable staff, breeders and owners? They're the people, and they say they represent 10,000 people who make their living from the €1.3 billion thoroughbred horse sector. And they argue that an increase in the betting tax of 2.5% would meet both, you know, it would pay for all of the subsidies that are paid out, for example, to the horse and greyhound funds. I think last year was 74 million. And 51 million came from the betting tax that is there. An exchequer top-up was required of a further 23 million. This would then relieve an awful lot of money. It would all pay for itself. And there would be 25 million, they say, free to give to the exchequer.
Well, Paul, in addition to the 74 million that they're getting, the 51 million and the state top-up, in addition to that, what isn't said is that we're already paying for pictures and data for Irish racing to the tune of €30 million per year. So in addition to the 80 million that they're getting handed from the Exchequer, there's another 30 million. And also, I'm not sure if you're aware, earlier this year, Horse Racing Ireland dropped the tax on the track. The bookies at the track pay a 0.5% rate, whereas we pay the 1%. And they've dropped that 0.5% to 0.25%. And only 2 weeks ago, come out with a statement to say that the reduction in the tax hasn't helped, the bookmakers are still in decline. Like, our shops are still closed, and we've closed 450 shops in 8 years. We're down to 850. That's pre-Celtic Tiger numbers. And they're still falling with three closures last month.
How many, in your sector, your end of the business, Sharon, are, how many people employed in your end of the business altogether now?
Well, there are 851 shops, and they employ on average five staff each, and with head offices and you know the support services. We've close to 10,000 as well.
Yeah, I was just.
But we've lost 2,200. Sorry for interrupting you, in the last 10 years because of the closures.
Okay, well, it's obviously an issue that's going to burn on and on. Sharon Byrne, the chairperson of the Irish Bookmakers Association. Thank you very, very much for joining us.